through the mystic arts.
Mr. Doctor.
You've come to die.
What was it?
Oh, I don't want to tell you for fear it'll scare you to death.
Scare me.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amelie,
Isabel,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 30, Doctor Strange to Dragon Man.
Doctor Strange. Most of you have seen the movie.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, most of us, yes.
That's what I said. Most of you have seen the movie.
I know, they just said no, and that was
half
confusing.
Of us.
I was wrong. Most did.
Half of us.
No,
half
most.
Of us.
More, yeah,
it's whatever. Still most.
It's still most.
A proportion of us have seen it.
I need a specific a number, definite. Okay?
Sling rings aside, it's very close to the comics.
What's
the movie.
A sling ring?
It doesn't matter because it's not part of the entry.
Oh my God.
The next word is meant to be about the character, but if the hat fits, asshole. Asshole surgeon Stephen Strange gets into a car accident, screws up his hands, goes to Tibet, seeking at that point even a homeopathic way of getting his fine motor control back, and ends up becoming the proverbial sorcerer's apprentice and succeeding the Ancient One as Earth's Sorcerer Supreme.
Oh.
He's been one of the Marvel Universe's big guns ever since. Because the magics at his disposal require a high degree of self-control, Doctor Strange remains aloof and austere. Mm. The trippy pictures in the entry include him levitating while meditating, slinging eldritch blasts or shields, using astral projection to exit his body, using the Eye of Agamotto, for which there is also a diagram, calling his cloak of levitation, and standing in one of those crazy magical Steve Ditko dimensions.
Mm. When you say asshole surgeon, do you mean?
No, I don't. I mean he was a jerk.
That's it's an important distinction to make.
Is he like in the movie, like famous or whatever, and he tries to only do like the surgeries that are easy?
We don't really dwell on that because it's like, here's the origin story.
Okay.
Jerk surgeon, accident.
Okay.
Tibet.
Powers.
But is he like...
Powers.
He's like well known or...
Is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had a movie, you know.
Why is he not?
They don't give a whole lot of movies to films.
It's Benedict.
Although they sort of want it, they want to.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
I know it's Benedict Cumberbatch shotgun.
There would be no way of us not knowing that.
Did you know that it was Benedict Cumberbatch?
I do, yeah. I do know that.
Ladies, this is wonderful. I'm very flattered.
He does look like him.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good casting.
Yeah. Like, I hadn't seen the actual comic version, but yeah, I mean, that kind of looks...
Work.
Kind of looks like him.
His cape is a bit too drapes-like.
But it is levitation.
Yeah, the cape has a mind of his own.
That, like,
yeah, it's like it's separate being.
Like, what? Okay, well, what? It still looks like curtains.
I find it looks like royal. Like, it looks like the cape.
Royal curtains.
Yeah, royal curtains.
It kind of looks like the cape. And I might be wrong about this completely, but you know in the Robin Hood with the fox version, like, I feel like the king has a cape that's basically this. I might be wrong about that.
What, with the little...
Not with the pointy things, because that makes him look like a bad guy.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like his look, like his outfit, seems villain-esque.
Yeah.
Like,
villain-esque.
he looks like he was designed as a villain.
Is it better when he looks like he's in his jammies? Like, under there without the belt?
No, because he's going like this.
No, he's a rock star, clearly. Look at him being
doing the devil horns.
I'm trying to pinpoint the inspiration for this, and I can't figure out, like, what the era or, like, vibe.
It was the 60s
everything.
When he was created.
It's a bit of everything, and
but,
let's hope it works.
But, like, the emblem on the middle, I know it's not a cross, but it looks like it is in the first one, and it gives me, like...
It looks like it has, a like, bird. A Crusades
yeah,
kind
Crusades
of look
vibes.
To it.
It kind of looks like a skull to me.
Yeah,
well,
me
when
too.
When you look
yeah.
in the other one...
Yeah, you can see it without
can see
the
it better.
Cape.
It looks like a bat.
Yeah.
It looked like him.
I always thought it was like a sort of a weird demon shape or
But it looks like a bat. It looks like there's like eyes and then wings that are pointing. Wait, are the wings on the thing that's on his cape?
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
Is it like the pointy things or
the capey things?
Yeah.
We are so clear.
Is it like gloves or is he just spotted?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, maybe he's partially like a leopard.
Oh, yeah.
It's or, gloves, but that's like Kirby dots, so it's like energy.
Okay, because I feel like that's a weird choice. I'm not going to lie.
He likes leopard print.
Yeah, but like, would you wear it like... isolated leopard print on your arm.
I don't like leopard print, so it will never be on
just
me.
Just like the whole thing isn't like leopard print. Just the top part of just his forearm.
Which reminds me of a toad.
Yeah.
Great.
At first I thought it was maybe like a way to remind us of the injuries to his arms and... But no, if it's just the gloves, then whatever.
It's just a fashion statement at that point.
Weird.
Doesn't he look like an actor?
Yeah, and
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, not Benedict Cumberbatch, but like...
I agree with you, and I don't know who it is.
Oh, wait.
He looks like someone I've seen before.
So is it Benedict Cumberbatch?
No! he looks like an evil uncle in a soap.
Totally look... I know who it is. It's in that soap opera.
The role of Stefano will be played by Stephen Strange.
Like his cape. It levitates. What else can it do, trick-wise?
Well, I mean, that's still pretty impressive for a cape.
But like, can it dust? Like, it hurts?
It attacks?
Can it do my dishes?
It could dry them.
I'm okay with that. I would be okay with... I just want to know if it's, like, efficient on a day-to-day basis.
I feel like the frock is a weird length.
Yeah, it's, like, not far enough away from his crotch, but kind of far away from his crotch. I think it's a weird thigh length.
Yeah, it's, like, it needs to be... longer or shorter, it's just a weird
spot.
It
makes him look short.
I think that's why we keep thinking of that era, because I feel like it's very Robin Hood-esque.
Yeah.
Like the tights and the sort of tunic kind of...
Honestly, kind of looks like a mid-2000s girl. You know what I mean? Like, with the shirt that's just long enough to hide your butt, that kind of thing. With leggings. Yeah, like a little bit. With the belt?
And the belt feels like Russian.
Belt feels like an afterthought. Like, oh, I have nothing. Feels like it's like, you put something on, you're like, oh, this really has like no shape definition. Maybe I should put a belt on.
Also, not sure if the gloves are working, but it matches with the gloves, so it'll tie it all in.
It's literally tying it in.
I'm not sure the gloves work in the movie either. I don't know. In the movie, I noticed the gloves. I was like,
I'm not a big fan of gloves.
It's gonna do the dishes. It's kinda, they look kind of plasticky.
I don't remember the gloves.
Me neither.
I don't
remember
either. You know what I'm digging?
I was too busy looking at the face.
I was too busy sleeping.
Oh, shots fired.
I like his hair.
Yes, the hair's cool. Okay. Is that just light or is it like...
No, it's white streaks. It specifically says
I've always black liked with white streaks. Guys. It looks just like... just enough of, like, a mature...
I like the, like, Stacy from,
What Not to Wear.
Stacy London?
Yeah.
Like, big fashion.
Like, when I had those blonde streaks, and I would put my head upside down, and I looked like Bride of Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah. It was great.
Those mustard gloves.
And they are, I don't like them.
No, they're leathery. That's he took good. Someone's arm and he just put his hand in another person's hand. You know?
Yeah.
It's like a weird texture.
Yeah, no, you know, like those prank.
It already makes you watch too much horror.
I think it's the color. It's like just too tan.
Too fleshy. Yeah.
Too fleshy.
His eyes are gray. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
And I do like the brooch that's keeping the cape together. That's cool.
How's the personality working for you?
Aloof.
I mean, I'm always kind of for that, which is probably the bad thing.
As soon as you said aloof, I'm like,
I like the kind of asshole characters the most, so let's be real. I'm for it.
I like them as characters.
Yeah, I don't want
dating.
You know,
I'm like, that's not what I need. That's not what I want in a relationship. No. Get out.
Has he been in relationships?
Sure, you met Clea. I'm not pointing at Shotgun.
Shotgun met her at the mall.
Shotgun and Benedict Cumberbatch is a fantasy. It's not a real relationship.
Cumberbatches.
No, Clea. Clea was his apprentice for a while and also...
Oh.
Also, they were in a relationship.
We already...
And of course, in the movie, there's also a character in the movie that's a doctor.
Yeah.
Of course.
Rachel McAdams.
Yes. So he had a relationship with Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Yes. He's an aloof asshole.
He's kind of one of
anything
those...
Anything else that
well, starts
with
sort of,
A.
He started out as a jerk, but you know, he got... Discipline.
And pretentious.
I gotta say, the meditation thing is kind of not doing it for me, though. Like, I understand that a lot of people do that, and they like it, and it's good for them and all that, but it's just not for me. Like, I don't know.
I like him in the movie, because I think that he has this, like, he becomes more humble through his experience in Tibet, where, I mean... He loses what defined him, and it was his surgery. The surgery was what defined him, and he was a superstar in that aspect, but then he had to reinvent himself completely. So he's grown, and he's become a better person, and I like him.
I agree that...
Cumberbatch.
If he meditates, like, quietly and not in your face, would that be okay?
Is he gonna meditate?
You're like, hey, what do you want to do tonight?
Last 20 minutes.
No, that people that are like, oh, you should meditate. Meditating is the best shit, and just shove like, it down your
face. That's what annoys me. Like,
I meditate and I don't tell anyone.
Yeah, and that's fine with me.
I mean, do you blame him though? He's meditated so much that he's gotten superpowers.
Yeah, I mean, good for you.
I'm not there yet.
I'm just saying, like, it's one of those current trends that I find just a little bit like
kombucha.
Yeah, like kombucha, or you eat lots of kale. Like, it's, you know, like, I'm just, nah. It feels pretentious. If you do meditation, I'm sorry. I don't hate you as a person. I just, cool.
Don't tell us. Just don't tell us.
Right. You don't need to tell me. It's
if
fine.
If you eat kale, though.
Oh, yeah.
You willingly eat kale.
I mean.
You are subhuman.
You are Satan.
You're eating a garnish.
But it's so good in a salad.
I don't believe you.
But okay, so what does he like if you had like a date night but he didn't really want to go, would he like astral project your date?
Oh, no.
I don't think you could see him when he's astral.
Yes, we can, but in a movie we could,
because we're the audience.
No, I mean he talked with Rachel.
Yeah,
okay.
Have a convo.
Yeah, okay. she freaked out.
Yeah, he's like in the thing, and she's like, oh!
So she's
like...
saving his life, and he's giving her
so
the
advice. So this would be like you're on a date, but he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Even if you can see him, he's FaceTiming you, but with his ghost.
Yeah.
Well, at least you save on the internet.
You save the data, yeah.
I don't think he'd want to go on a date with me at all.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that too. Like, I don't think he'd like me. Never mind me liking him. I don't think he'd like me.
No, he wouldn't like me.
I mean, he would like me.
Well, I mean, you're a delight.
I am.
A ray of sunshine.
I can't deny it.
Well, who's the witchiest?
Me.
Amélie, so.
But I hated the movie. And therefore,
I still don't understand why.
Why did you just hate Benedict Cumberbatch? I just found it so long and stupid.
You don't like things.
What a blanket
But
thing.
I like most superhero movies. I don't know. It just didn't excite me. It ended and I'm like, oh, okay.
Were you on your period?
Oh, no.
Oh, John, no.
If you weren't so far, I'd punch you.
Okay, I'll do it because I'm close.
Ow!
Stop it. This isn't Supermates.
That was violent.
Doctor Strange, hot or not?
Hot. I was going to say, I like the magic.
I like this. I like that everything is circular.
I like this. It looks like you'd had like a drink and it made a ring, but I like it.
I like that everything's circular, just in general.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yes.
Everything is circles.
I don't like circles.
Nah, I do.
Circles are safe.
Yeah, you're a very triangle kind of person.
Yeah, I'm a very circle person.
I hate circles.
They're so symmetrical, it makes me anxious.
Like,
makes,
even the weird so world is very circular.
See, the only thing I like in the weird world...
That's hard to say.
Is that
triangle-y thing.
The diamond-shaped blue
the
thing.
The
pink thing is really like a rectangular.
That real weird world is very organic. Like, it feels like sort of like synapses and,
mm-hmm. and DNA. Bacteria. You go into the brain of someone and you see that.
They do that in the movie. They're just like, when he's going through dimensions, see that.
I think it was well made, and I really like this old other universe that was brought in the movie, because it was completely different from everything we've seen before. So
I didn't realize he was like standing on a thing.
Yeah.
Where?
On an atom or
weird spidery.
Oh, he's in there! Oh, look at him! Aww! Trip!
Now that's an amazing.
Yeah, he's right there.
How very magic school busy of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like the powers though.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, what does he do with it?
Defend the earth from demons and. Just like in the movie. So he can do almost anything if he just
finds. Puts his mind to it.
Yeah, just do the spell.
I'm lukewarm. I'll be honest. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. More for me.
I would say hot. Not hottest, you know? Like, that's kind of how I feel about it, but I would say hot. Like, I like the look of him. I like what he can do. I'm not super excited about him just in general, but I like him.
Tepid.
But I feel like he feels like a villain, and I tend to actually like villains more. Even his name, like, Stephen Strange sounds like a villain.
Yeah.
And his look is very villain-esque and...
Just like Dr. Druid. Who sort of wanted to be a Sorcerer Supreme, but...
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't put them at the same level.
No.
Never.
Nobody does.
No.
I mean, give me a Druid movie, and then we'll see.
Brother Voodoo had that job for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
I like Brother Voodoo more than I like Doctor Strange.
I like the cape. Can I get the cape?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the cape is so sassy, too. In the movie, it's like...
Like carpet from Aladdin. Mm. That kind of, like, sassy carpet type thing.
So you like sassy upholstery.
Yeah.
Sassy textiles.
Yeah.
Sassy textiles. That should be, like, our new, like...
Hashtag sexy textiles. Sassy textiles.
Sexy textiles is not the same.
No, that's satin sheets.
No. Cotton is fine.
This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything does. Not everything has to.
Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum. An odd townhouse at 177A Bleecker Street in New York's Greenwich Village is Doctor Strange's home. It was built on the site of pagan sacrifices and Native American rituals dating back untold generations.
Well, that's convenient.
So it says become a focal point for supernatural energies. The house isn't really haunted, as the neighbors believe, but in some way it is alive. It's bigger on the inside, and the endless corridors and rooms seem to shift around from time to time. It can be recognized, of course, by its odd skylight.
So it's a TARDIS.
Well, it doesn't move.
And it's a doctor.
Perfect.
Love it.
It's also in the film. In the film, he has that house.
Right? Okay, question. Does he call his house the Sanctum Sanctorum?
Yes.
That's pretentious.
I love it. I'm going to start calling my house the Elysium Elysian Gardens.
I love it. Love this house.
They did a really good job in the movie to recreate it, actually.
I like this house. Like, yeah. If that's what we're saying here. Like,
I like the skylight in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
I mean, is it a hot house?
Honestly, yes.
I mean it's the past. They probably didn't have AC.
I'd be petrified to stay there.
I would. Guys, apparently,
because of the windows?
I know. I saw that too. No. She's going to point out that there is an alleyway on Fenno Place, which is the other street, that leads to a small courtyard. And that's where the Valkyrie often tethered her horse, Aragorn, which we saw in the A's like 70 years ago.
Aragorn!
Oh. And Valkyrie that we more or less saw in the Ragnarok movie.
Yeah, sure.
Because this wasn't just like Doctor Strange's house for a while. Doctor Strange was sort of the leader of a non-team called the Defenders. And the Defenders usually congregated at the Sanctum Sanctorum.
You know what surprises me about this? Like, in a lot of entries, we get incredibly detailed diagrams.
Yeah.
We get a house, but we don't even see a single room.
We can't see the rooms because they change and shift, which is petrifying.
At least give us a glimpse. I find it so weird.
We kind of know. We know where, like, the thing, like...
Yeah, but,
we know,
like,
the laundry room is in the basement, which I do not agree with. Fuck those stairs. But
the other entries are so detailed that I'm shocked that this is not detailed.
Strange's bed chambers.
In the second floor? Mm.
There's a drawing room? Yay.
Does he call it bed chamber? Like, follow me to my bed chamber.
Wong is his manservant.
He has his own kitchen.
Hmm. Well, he's the... I mean...
I don't think Dr. Strange cooks.
Well, why isn't it just called the kitchen, then?
Because it's not his, right?
He's not using territorial it. About it.
Oh, there's a storage area for occult artifacts. Also, a meditation chamber.
Yeah, I'm so there!
Essential.
The artifacts are a big part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And why isn't it called Wong's laundry room?
But maybe Doctor Strange actually does his own laundry.
Does he separate colors and whites?
With those gloves. He doesn't touch anything. He just, like, separates it with his
Look
magic.
At his entry again. Whites.
And underwear?
Mm.
Maybe he has tidy whities?
We don't know.
Well, maybe not.
You think he goes commando?
He's wearing black tights.
I'm changing to hot.
The Sanctum Sanctorum, in the movies, there were many of them. Is it the same?
Like different
Oh, yeah,
locations?
There were different...
Yeah, there was one, I think, in London or other cities.
I don't remember any of that from the comics.
Okay.
You know, actually, we sort of, like, mentioned a Doctor Who-esque thing. I feel like, now that I think about it, Doctor Strange kind of reminds me of the Master a bit.
Mm. He's got the facial hair.
Yeah, there's something about his look and his kind of vibe that makes me think of him.
Mmm, yeah.
Like the old school.
Movians around.
I like the rounded, like, molding.
Yeah.
On the windows and the door. Like, that's something I really like in a house.
It's funny that on the side it's still square, though.
Yeah, just the front.
I like the widow's walk. I wish I could put a telescope there.
The door looks like a door I would take pictures in front of, which is a major bonus for me.
And you could take pictures in front
you
of
know,
the
it,
windows.
Yeah, it looks
window
like a double door. Okay. I would definitely... Dumbledore sounds like Dumbledore. And that's weird.
Let's both move there and start a beauty blog.
I feel like the smaller windows look like eyes. Not like eyes, but I mean like the letter I.
Oh.
And that's the first letter of my name, so I'm going to take that as a sign.
So as far as real estate goes, is the Sanctum Sanctorum hot or not?
Oh, yeah.
I buy it.
What kind of neighborhood is Bleecker Street?
It's on. It's in Greenwich Village.
Is it close to schools and shopping centers?
Probably because the word witch is in it.
Is there parks?
I feel like that's the only logic.
Huh? Is there parks and schools close?
What is the walking score? It's important for ladies
on the
table.
How far is the subway? Mm-hmm.
Are there dog parks?
Oh, yeah. I need that.
The walking score.
Where's the closest subway station?
This is all of the information we would have had if we would have had complex diagrams of this whole thing.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm on the market of buying a house. I would buy that house.
How much do you think this is worth?
Two million.
Let's make a guess.
An infinitely large inside brownstone.
Does the... pagan / Native American ghost presence add or detract from the amount?
I date Marty, so add.
I would say add as well.
I just feel like all I keep thinking of is what if I have to get up in the middle of the night and the bathroom isn't in the same place?
You pee.
And then I'm like, yo, Dr. Strange, where am I gonna pee? Yo, we just had sex.
Is there a bigger pot plant close?
I don't want an infection.
Is there a potted plant close?
I like how you become like a rapper right after you had sex.
Yo, my man!
So basically she just listened to Lonely Island saying I just had sex.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she was very excited and then
she had to pee. Mm-hmm. Because it's important.
Well, you should always pee after sex.
Yeah. You should.
It's a circle of life. But it's a corner lot. That looks nice.
Mm.
With a courtyard, yeah.
I don't like corner lots. There's more people around that can look into your windows. It's like surprising.
Fewer neighbors.
Yeah, I noticed that there are no curtains there.
He has a cape for curtains. We established that earlier.
So does the cape follow you and serves as curtains?
It would be amazing. Cool.
Well, I'd walk around naked all night after we had sex, knowing I peed.
Being like, whoa, yo, what's up, bro?
Dr. S, yo!
It's strange. Maybe. Who am I to judge?
Dormammu, in the Doctor Strange movie, little more than a giant purplish rippling face in the Dark Dimension sequence, but the comics gave Strange's big bad more of a body. Thousands of years ago, he was a wizard who infiltrated the Dark Dimension and took it over after turning himself into pure, magical energy. For centuries now, he's been trying to conquer Earth's Dimension. But the Sorcerer Supreme always gets in the way. Dormammu is a schemer, but never stays in the shadows for long, using his powers directly. He does have a sense of honor, never breaks his word, nor attacks those he is indebted to. Pictured here doing magical hand gestures, catching Doctor Strange by the wrists, in his human form with his sister thousands of years ago. Following Strange, intimidating demons by throwing fire around, as a giant laughing at Strange's attacks. Holding his niece Clea prisoner while he apparently watched Baron Mordo on Magic TV. And walking around the Dark Dimension on magical puddles.
What the hell is that?
A casual Sunday stroll.
What is happening on that?
A casual Sunday stroll on a dimension.
On your magic puddles.
Yeah, that's right. There is a guy that's on his knees.
And
he has a star around his face. And he's, like, on a flying carpet, and it's great.
He looks like a submissive. What's going on?
Trees in that weird little spot there.
Well, Dormammu isn't a nice tyrant. He's one of those bad ones.
But he looks like a submissive that someone's like, okay, now get on your knees and elbows, and I'll be right back. And then
what's
they left
submissive?
Him there. Dominant and submissive?
No, you're like, whoa.
Stop trolling about S&M. That's weird.
I did not explain it at all, I realized.
I don't need to explain S&M to you.
Can I just say I'm sad he's not a cow?
What? Dormammu.
That would have been very fun for me, personally. I realize it may be not credible.
I mean, it could have worked. It could have been like the face of a cow, but on fire.
Yeah. I can't unsee a pumpkin head.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I have a problem with his legs. In the main picture, like what is going on? It's the folding, like he has bell bottoms for some reason.
Shoved them in the boots.
Also, yeah. Kind of looks like it's like just a bone, so the rest of the fabric's kind of just like
And he looks so short.
At the same time, the boot is so wide. Does he have such wide?
Yeah.
It's all the fabric. It looks like a hazmat suit.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And he looks so short. Like, it says that he's 6'1", but he looks like
5'2". I think it's just because he's walking towards you.
The bust.
I know, but it's still ugly.
I feel like the red thing that's around his head looks like the mouth of a shark that's sort of opened.
Yeah.
Just but and he was like hiding inside the mouth of a shark going like, hi!
But the posture and the thing that looks like a shark head also reminds me of the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, it makes him look hunched over.
Yeah.
I think his hands are in a weird, like, whole way.
Everything's wrong.
It looks like the tip of the, like, flame or whatever is, like, the tail of a rattlesnake.
Mm. Also, it kind of looks like the bottom of Genie.
Yeah!
Apparently I'm just Aladdin commentary today, but...
Okay. We have a lot of Disney references.
How uncool is it to grab someone by, like, the wrists?
And look how happy he is. Like, look at that face. He's like,
gotcha!
Yeah!
He was very pleased with himself.
He's like, I've got you by the wrists. What are you going to do now?
What an asshole.
Can we talk about his human form
for a little while? Because they're hot.
Why did he go with flamey face?
Was this a choice?
He turned himself into pure magical energy.
Why? So it was a choice.
Yes.
That's a bummer.
Did he know it was going to get all flamey faced?
Okay.
Can we also talk about the pure magical energetic abs there when he's in
the villain? He's got some mad abs.
Yeah. Wow.
And you can see those are abs.
But look, also you can
see like a tiny peak of the butt.
Oh, looks like a good butt. Why? Why is he wearing this strange
belt?
Belt, yeah, when that he has hides abs? The abs.
It looks like it is magic. It honestly looks like a different suit here because it's actually really form fitting, and the other one kind of looks like
drape
pajamas.
Is it two different suits, or it's just like?
Well, he's been drawn differently by different artists. More or less redesigned. See, here looks more like that. He doesn't always have that shark mouth.
Yeah, sometimes the backing isn't there all the time.
Yeah, here it's like a black sort of like, I don't know, antlers.
The person that took it out, you did good.
Yeah, because like
on it looks better without it.
On the third page when he's walking on those puddles, it's even bigger.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it is.
The flame is insane. It lost control of that fire.
Maybe the flame is like related to how he feels, because he looks really like pissed off in the puddles.
So
maybe when he's angry, the flame goes like, woof.
So basically he's Hades.
Well, the flame is a crown, Hercules, because when you're leader of the Dark Dimension, you have that flaming halo.
So when Clea had
it. Clea had it for a time.
Look at how sexy she is.
What was that grunt?
I want to be her, okay?
The third page was this huge, like, white... Did you say he was laughing?
Well, he looks like he's laughing, it looks like Doctor Strange has just shot him in the face with something.
Oh, you... Ha 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 ha. You think your magic will stop me?
And then he does. A ball of pure energy. I love how expressive he is. I'm a fan of a man who's in touch with his emotions.
He's not afraid to smile. Establish that.
If the fire thing is true, you always kind of know what you're getting into. You see him like you get home from work and he's like inflamed, and you're like, oh.
That day.
One of those days. Do you need a drink?
Yeah, put alcohol on that fire. Good idea.
Oh, shit. Do you want to talk about it? What's his personality like again?
Flaming.
Yeah. He's evil, but he's got a code of honor.
That's a good kind of evil.
Lawful evil.
Lawful evil, yeah.
Lawful evil.
Are we going to meet his sister?
Because she looks pretty. Mm-hmm. She looks you from the back.
She's far down the alphabet.
But like I feel what, like her.
Like what letter?
Umar.
My god.
Tune in into 20 years.
She may be dead too. She may be in the Book of the Dead.
Oh my god. My god, we'll be in the Book of the Dead before we get this.
I hope we get entries in the Book of the Dead in the meantime. Please make that happen.
Yeah, please, Marvel.
I feel that we could never date, if only because I would keep calling him Dormammu.
Yeah.
How are you, Dormammu?
I would say his name constantly.
I would constantly say his name and say it in a silly voice and make up songs.
Does anyone call him like Mamu?
For sure.
Mamu! I call it Moo. I would Moo-moo. Shorten it to Moo Moo.
Moo Moo! Can you get me a glass of water?
You're in that really whiny Moo Moo. Do you love me?
It's like, ugh!
And it's like, going
Gross. Is Dormammu hot or not?
Well, I mean,
flaming hot.
Flaming, yeah.
I'm actually going to go with hot on this one.
Yeah, me too. It sounds stupid, but I'm going with it anyways. I like him.
He goes by the Dread One.
So do I. Yes.
I'm having a bad day. I'm still a no.
Nah, I can't.
I have a question. It says former ruler of the Dark Dimension. What did he do after he stopped being the ruler of the Dark Dimension?
Still a pain in the ass.
No.
He retired to a very nice flammable cottage.
He started to do blown glass.
Probably trying to
sell it.
Probably trying to get his crown back from Clea.
But you can also buy his blown glass on
NSC. And it's just like the same thing of his face. Yeah. It's just like a flamey thing with a smiley face on it.
Excellent.
I'd totally buy that.
What do you want? Make this stop! Set me free!
Dragon Man.
Rawr.
Oh!
Shock!
He's gigantic.
All right, remember how I called Reed Richards and Dr. Doom's alma mater Mad Scientist University?
Yes.
Well, Professor Gregson Gilbert of that same institution...
Oh, dear God.
...created a synthetic dragon man at that university, but was unable to give it life.
Aww.
In comes your old friend Diablo.
Oh.
with an alchemical solution.
Was it in his mustache?
Yes! Was it in his nipples?
Gilbert took it, but was shocked that Diablo took control of it and used it to attack the Fantastic Four. It was defeated, but returned several times under the control of different villains. At first, a childlike mute monster with Hulk-level strength, armored skin, working wings, and the ability to breathe fire, as pictured below. Dragon Man was much later upgraded by Reed Richards' genius daughter. So he now has super intellect and the power of speech. He's a teacher at the FF's School for Gifted Youngsters.
Aww.
He wears these little glasses.
I'm for that.
Yes.
Is he wearing a tie or something?
Does he have a tweed jacket?
God, I love him so much.
I hope he has a British accent.
Oh, yay.
Well, once you're a super genius,
does he sound like a... Oh, God.
It's a comic book, so there's no sound coming out of the page.
Maybe he was in a TV show at some point.
In the cartoon.
Doesn't he look like the Gargoyles?
What name, though?
I don't know the name.
Goliath. Goliath from Gargoyles.
He looks way more like a gargoyle than a dragon. I don't really understand.
It should be,
that.
I guess it's a
Gargoyle
tail?
Man.
And he breathes fire.
But he doesn't look like a dragon.
But he's
like,
not a dragon. He's a dragon.
Man.
I mean, even the face is more like a triceratop than a dragon.
Yeah. I love his eyebrows.
Yeah, like fleek.
It feels like it's sort of like one of those masks that you put on Masquerade, but that's like the front part of his face. I like it.
You know how like golden retrievers and certain pups have eyebrows and they move their eyes and then the eyebrows move?
They do?
I hope his eyebrows are like that.
Yeah.
Aww. I love him so much.
He has pretty eyes too.
What color?
Gray.
Like the rest of them, I guess.
Yeah.
Hair? None.
No.
I mean, I'm okay.
You know what? He looks good without hair. I don't think hair would
no,
help
it would have looked weird.
He's also 15 feet tall, right?
15!
But Mike, I can wear all the high heels I want. Feel bad.
I mean, look at the size of these. Look at the size of his arm. I mean, he could just...
Carry me!
Yeah, carry you in the sky.
Oh my god, that's
flying without the feathers.
Oh yeah,
that's beautiful.
I never need to wear socks or shoes ever again.
I'm
game for it.
When he's holding you,
yes.
Is it scaly?
I guess it.
It looks like it is based on
maybe
this.
Not on his hands. Like he's like soft hands. I don't know.
Does he only have four fingers?
Scales aren't necessarily rough though.
That's true.
No, like snakes are really
snakes
soft.
Are really soft.
I like snakes.
I'm sure he takes care of his scales, so they're soft.
To me, he looks like he's made out of rock.
I know he's not, but to me, and I think it's because he looks like a gargoyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe he just listens to rock.
I guess that if he wasn't gray, he wouldn't look as much as a gargoyle.
What does he teach?
Oh, English literature.
Oh. That's what it looks like to me.
I feel like I want him to talk to me about poetry.
I mean, he must have good discipline in his class, because I mean, a
15-foot-tall,
fire-breeding dragon man teaching you. You don't want to fuck around with that.
Just in the corner. Jeffrey.
He's toast.
Oh, no.
Okay, this guy really goes along with our do we bring him camping thing, by the way.
Oh, God,
yeah. He can fly, he makes fires, he's gigantic. He could be the tent with
the
wings.
Poor guy, though.
You could just, cuddle in part of him and he put his hands...
Wait, but is he warm, though?
Sure
no,
he
he's not made of stone, so he should be warm.
Maybe cold blooded, so that's confusing. I don't know.
He'll bring a blanket.
we're not going camping without anything.
We're how fast it can go. It just picks you up. It's like bam, we're at the beach.
Oh my god, I'm on a fandom page of Marvel, and there's a quote from Dragon Man that says, "Not to be a bother, but I'd like to remind the class that none of you are wearing sunblock. Do we have to revisit the perils of skin cancer? Please, children, protect your noses."
Oh,
I want
someone that loves sunscreen as much as me.
I wanted to be my grandfather.
No, I want to date him. Official.
The fire breathing part sounds really complicated. Dragon Man exhales fire through his mouth by releasing a high-pressure stream of methane gas, a byproduct of his unusual digestive system, through vents in the back of his throat. This gas mixes with air from his lungs and is ignited by specialized teeth which can spark when struck together. This fire, which reaches a temperature of about 8,000 degrees Fahrenheit, can be emitted for a maximum of 7 minutes before he needs to refuel.
That's not that complicated.
Wow. No, but it's like it's really elaborate. It's not just,
he breathes fire.
Intense.
What if he sneezes? And then...
Achoo! And then grinds his teeth. And then...
And yeah, and then all of his students are dead.
That's why you bring tissues. Casualties.
I love him. I love the color. I like dragons. And dinosaurs and all that, so.
And professors. And he looks good in underwear.
Yeah.
Mm. He appears to me.
Like, sometimes they look stupid when they're dressed like this, like just underwear, but I like it. It works for him.
I like him.
His hands are huge.
Yes.
I think everything is huge.
I can fit me something.
Everything is huge?
Trouble.
Oh, yeah, that...
That's problematic.
Okay, I mean, said that and I felt pain.
Well, he's a synthetic dragon man. I'm not...
Well, I mean...
He wasn't necessarily made to procreate.
Oh.
But...
His I dragon, wanted to procreate.
Is dragon man hot or not?
Super absolutely hot.
Totally,
totally
awesome. Down.
Oh, yeah.
He's our new armadillo.
He is.
He's the new armadillo.
He is. Armadillo circa... Armadillo is what I just said. Armadillo circa 2018.
Wow.
There is no spoon.
A dragon. I swear I saw a dragon. His tail lashing, he'll be smashing every shop in town. With scaly feet, he'll crack the street and tear the steeple down. It's not some loony dream. I heard a scream from Sheriff Brown. It's true, it's true. Oh, what are we to do? It's true, it's true. Oh, my bees in a stew.
So begins a fourth issue of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition. This is number 4, cover dated March of 1985. As usual, cover by John Byrne and Joe Rubinstein, who also acts as inker embellisher across the entire series. The inside covers feature, first of all, the continuation of the glossary, this time Subspace to Werewolf. It also includes entries, for example, for Terrigen Mist, time travel, vibranium, even the term supervillain, which is a generic term popularized by tabloid newspapers such as the Daily Bugle to refer to all costume criminals, regardless of whether they possess superhuman powers or not. The term is used by the general public, but is rarely employed by the criminals or their adversaries, except ironically. And as a special feature, we have Marvel Universe-style statistics for three of the contributors of the series. Mark Gruenwald, writer-producer of Ohatmu, Peter Sanderson, who is its writer and researcher, and Elliot R. Brown, who acts as its technical illustrator and consultant. Their little files are sort of fun. I'll read from the better bits. So for Mark Gruenwald, for example, we find out under group affiliation that he was a former member of the Boy Scouts of America and a current member of the Philip K. Dick Society, Three Stooges Fan Club, the Planetary Society, and American Film Institute. He gives his first appearance as Spider-Woman number 9, but his origin as June 18th, 1953. Then there's a short little history of his work at Marvel. And under abilities, Mark Gruenwald can play rhythm guitar, a second-level adept on a 5-level scale, ride a bicycle backwards, and type up to 5 hours without taking a break. With Peter Sanderson, his strength level says he possesses the normal human strength of a man of his age, height, and build who engages in the exercise of carrying a briefcase full of Marvel Universe and Marvel Saga reference at all times. That's close to the Hulk. His ability is that he is unable to forget obscure Marvel trivia. And with Elliot R. Brown, we learn he can juggle, hold his breath for 90 seconds, and whistle through his nose due to an irregularity in the region around his vocal cords. And then artist Kyle Baker, drew up little caricatures of all three men. It says here that that's all the room they have, but three other contributors will be featured in the next issue. Art credits, Doctor Strange by Paul Smith, Doctor Strange's Sanctum Sanctorum, Elliot R. Brown, Dormammu by Paul Smith, and Dragon Man by Paul Smith.
Coming soon from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Working together, we saved the planet. And I believe that if we stayed together as a team, we would be a force that could truly work for the ideals of peace and justice.
Every episode.
My name is Jean. I'm a Martian.
Every adventure.
Okay, you guys are so slow.
Every hero.
Whatever you think you're doing, if you present a threat to the world, the
Justice League will take you down.
Cindy and Chris Franklin bring you
JLU Cast.
Whatever the future holds, we'll make those choices ourselves.
Don't say you don't love me.
I'll never say that.
Covering the complete animated run of Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
And the adventure continues.
Their strength in numbers.
What? Like a bunch of super friends?
More like a Justice
League. Female bag.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Mike is letting us drink.
Well, you'll see why.
Sadly, I am not.
Before we get into the actual comments for issue 29, or episode 29, we want to talk about a Christmas gift from Shotgun.
Oh, you guys.
You want to introduce us to our gifts?
Sure, I'll try. I'm broke. and I had this planned forever. Basically, since the Sangria special, I wanted to do some custom-made wine glass, huge wine glass, for every member of our panel, with their favorite heroes on it.
So Wolverine is Marvel?
Yes, it is!
Okay, good!
Does it fit a full bottle of wine?
No, it's not.
I'm impressed.
It's not the huge glass of wine, but it's
a big. It's hefty.
Okay, so at least you got Wolverine.
I got Iron Man.
Which I think is one of the nicest ones. I really like the definition on the helmet.
He's my fave. Him and Spider-Man, just for the record, if we're talking about it.
Jose?
I got Armadillo and X-Men as well.
Well, I didn't know how to really pinpoint Professor X or Magneto, so I decided to just do the X-Men, and then I thought it was not enough.
Because those are the characters that people say in the promo.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's what I used.
Amity?
I got Cap, obviously.
What a shock. I got Ant-Man, because I like Ant-Man.
He's great.
That's the criteria.
So again, you gave yourself...
Yeah, because I couldn't do it for the girls and not do one for myself, so I made myself a Loki. It's nice.
And I don't say anything in the promo, so mine is S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because you brought us all together. But...
I'm Nick Fury.
But what are you going to do?
Next year we're getting an eye patch.
Didn't you like She-Hulk?
I don't say anything in the promo, so that's all she had to... What would it be? Just like a green glass?
Green glass with just boobs. And because I thought that, well, a glass alone was kind of sad, I bought everyone, well, except Josie because she doesn't like the fizz, but I bought everyone a small bottle of champagne.
I know you've been doing this. You're like displaying your glass to the mic.
Look at it. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, I will put a picture of all the glasses on the Fire and Water Podcast Network website.
Yay!
So there will be a picture where you can see all of them. So it was I was there for the process. There was the painting, and then you had to put them in the oven.
Yes,
to cook.
And actually, painting on glass is a pain in the ass.
It rhymes.
A poem. Especially with the gold. Gold was awful to paint with. But I was really worried when I started because it was really close to Christmas, and I thought, what have I done? I have no plan Bs. Like, no plan Bs.
Well, I'm glad this one's Ant-Man because I thought at first it was Daredevil, and the horns are all wrong.
Mike.
You are the funny.
Okay, comments.
All right, comments. Thank you, Shotgun.
Shower us
with... We will be drinking the champagne during this segment, so watch out.
Yeah, so Happy New Year.
And new edition that we cracked open in the...
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crack, crack.
Everything's new.
Crack.
Everything's new.
So let's start with Ryan Daly.
Hi.
Hello.
And here we're talking about comments about the episode on Dr. Demonicus, Dr. Doom, Dr. Druid, and Dr. Octopus.
Doctor. There's a fly in the room. It's bugging me. I've seen it twice already.
I thought you said there's a flaw in the room, and I felt kind of bad.
Ryan says he quotes someone who said, "I don't hate him, but I'm mad about that."
That was probably Ned.
That sounds like me, although I'm not sure it is.
I don't hate him, but I'm mad about it. Probably the nicest thing I've ever heard said about Dr. Druid. I've never seen Dr. Demonicus before, The costume is way too cool to be resigned to Godzilla tie-ins. He should have been a West Coast Avengers villain or something. And in fact, someone else comes back later to say that he did show up in a West Coast Avengers.
Oh, that's so great.
Ange, Dr. Ange, the other doctor, says Dr. Druid definitely needs to lose that hair.
Yes.
The Captain Stubing look never flatters anyone.
Love. Exciting and new.
I love bucket boots and wish I could pull them off without people saying, Ange, what the hell with the bucket boots? I have never owned a pair, he says.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That seems too specific.
2018 is the year.
The year of the bucket boot?
Yeah.
No.
Rob Kelly says...
Jody disapproves.
We talked about Rob Kelly and we said he may be out of the loop on something. He agreed. He says, when Paul Giamatti is cast in Avengers 4, who will be laughing? Dr. Druid, that's who. He's already fan cast. Dr. Druid.
Oh, yeah.
Eric says, regarding Dr. Druid, while it's a nice novelty to have a hero with male pattern baldness, the image really suffers by having his side hair sticking out so far.
Absolutely. That's the main problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's Bozo the Clown's hairstyle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And in fairness, in most of his stories, his hair isn't drawn as absurdly as it is in this image. His first appearance as Dr. Droom has become notorious on the internet for the very inappropriate racial aspects of the story. After the wise old llama granted Droom his magical powers, Droom's appearance also changed to suit his mystic abilities. His face transformed into Asian features.
Oh.
And he suddenly sprouted a Fu Manchu mustache.
Oh, no.
When the story was reprinted in the 70s, with his name changed to Dr. Druid, the artwork and dialogue were altered to eliminate the cultural appropriation aspect of his origin. Wise decision.
Yeah, I agree.
That's awkward.
Nice little lesson, Eric. Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, I thought Doc Ock would have gotten more love, but I guess the green jumpsuit is pretty off-putting.
It's gross.
You think?
Yeah, frog.
And he says, I didn't know Doc Savage had a Fortress of Solitude. I always thought his headquarters was in the Empire State Building. Or is that the fortress you were referring to? No, there's also a Fortress of Solitude that looks like a big igloo at the North Pole. Check it out. It's in the 1975, 76, whatever, the 1970s movie. It starts more or less at that fortress.
Location.
Yeah. Brian Linton says, Dr. Demonicus. I'm not familiar with him, but any guy who rubs elbows with Godzilla has to have something going for him. Dr. Doom. This guy has elite science and magic skills. So I like to think of him as a true Renaissance villain. The Da Vinci of supervillains, if you will.
Ooh.
I wouldn't hesitate to put him in the running as one of Marvel's most interesting antagonists. Dr. Druid, I want to like this guy because I'm a fan of druids from my D&D days.
But
I don't know that I've ever seen him written to be particularly interesting. Dr. Digression, please pardon my nitpick, but historical druids had no real association with Stonehenge, because I use a Stonehenge song.
Yes.
Since the stone structure predates them by a couple of thousand years. Yes, I realize that. This is a guy called Dr. Druid, whose powers are nothing like druidism, who learned them from
a
Tibetan llama. He wears an Illuminati symbol. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah, okay.
Vera Wild says, all doctors and yet so many duds. Thought she said so many druids. No, just one. Duds. I actually kind of like Dr. Demonicus's look, but once they said the skull was like a bad tattoo, yeah, I can't unsee that now.
Yep. We ruined it.
Well, if you ruined Dr. Demonicus, it didn't ruin much. She also says, I do love that somebody finally had a realistic physical response to exposure to radiation in a comic for once. Victor, Dr. Doom. As a character, I love this guy. He's amazing. As a look, I do have to concede that setting aside how good of a villain he is, the robot-looking face would get old after a while. He might have been a hot, but I have the burden of knowledge in regards to his old girlfriend, Valeria. Siskoid hinted at it, but here's some more detail. This was not a case of a bad breakup. She still loved him. In fact, he still loved her. But he reached a point where he decided that his approach of mostly science, with a dab of magic, had been wrong, and he wanted to go all in on magic. The thing he could pay demons with to get his best powers was a true and shared love. So even though his love for her was not a ruse, he still sacrificed her to demonic forces and wore her leatherized skin as his new armor.
Oh my god!
No!
just so he could wield more power. Long story short, even if he loves you, you will never come first.
Oh my god! Well, that's...
He's a villain.
I'm gonna have nightmares!
Well, nothing was going on about Doctor Strange putting his hands in somebody else's hands.
We need Marty in here.
Right. Just keep on drinking, ladies. Drink on.
Here I goes on. Dr. Druid. Dr. Druid.
No, I'm still not recovered. I'm okay. Sorry.
Well, let's take a break.
I have water.
It's like I've got you.
No! No!
Over it. Over my skin. Unless she's singing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ghost
is singing.
Dr. Druid, the trunks. Get a different color in there. Why wear trunks the same exact shade of red as the rest of the outfit?
Yeah.
How boring.
I agree.
Doc Ock, I'm not sure that Alfred Molina gets as much credit as he deserves for making this guy cool. We remember the indelible mark left on Superman by Christopher Reeve, or on Wolverine by Hugh Jackman, but Ock was never sexy until the movie. If I had to single out one thing, it would be the hair.
Mm.
He's got a bit of a flat head already. This bowl cut does not help at all.
No.
Let's go into Tim Price. Says, oh my goodness, a great Boxing Day listen.
Aww.
Tangent, the fitness classes I teach are, because we talked about that, are all ages, not for seniors only. One has free weights, the other is kickboxing. The 60 ups are working with the 50 unders, and some of the older gang work harder than the youngsters. So awesome. End tangent. It's not Aquaform. Second tangent. Four doctors, none from Gallifrey, just interesting. End tangent.
We did many.
Chris Franklin says, and I'm sure Alfred Molina, the movie's Doc Ock, would be surprised to be found hot. Once again, the ladies give us less than svelte guys hope that we are also appreciated.
Aww.
Of course you are.
He's not that not svelte. Ward Hill Terry says, man, oh man, do I love this podcast. You make me genuinely laugh.
Yay.
Yeah. Genuinely
laugh. As opposed to fake laugh.
As opposed to being like, ha ha ha. Even though I have to laugh. Ha ha ha.
I'm imagining people alone in their car listening to other podcasts. Ha ha.
How funny.
Ha!
I bet they do that laugh like Tommy Wiseau.
What a story, Mark.
Facebook likes and shares.
Yeah.
As a special treat, whoever's on my right will be reading the names. From
Why?
Now on.
Why?
Because. It's
oh my god, no.
You weren't joking?
No, it's going to be funny.
Did you already say Facebook likes and shares?
Facebook likes and shares. Is that
well, Facebook likes and shares, everyone.
It's going to help people figure out who's who. So now it's Isabel's going to be
You really
the
think
voice.
This is going to help?
No, not at all.
It's not
going to
help.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so hi, people.
You sure this is more efficient?
Not efficient.
Hi, Chris Franklin. Thank you.
This is going to take forever.
10,000 years.
I'm at the second name. Okay. Corey Hodgson. There's so many consonants. Okay. David Foster. Gord Tolton. Jared West. Max Traver. Traver. And Rob Kelly.
He says, Marvel's greatest villain was supposed to be in this. Is Texas Twister in the episode? Not yet.
Ryan Blake, Shag Matthews.
Who doesn't think Dr. Doom would be very happy with you guys?
Oh,
I don't think he'd ever be happy.
He wants your skin.
We're not happy with him.
I don't care about his opinion.
You can have my skin. I have a lot of eczema.
Have fun with that, Dr. Doom.
Itchiest suit ever.
And Zachary Finkenstein.
Google Plus likes and shares.
From The Hammer Strikes.
Twitter retweets and favorites.
From Alex's Comics. Rants. Okay, wait. Alex, you rant about comics. You see? That guy. Alex Comics. Why can't I say this? Alex's Comic Rant. Are his rants comedic? Or does he rant about comics?
Follow him to find out.
I don't have Twitter.
Ange.
Who lobbied for a Dr. Ange page in this issue, but no luck.
Book of the Dead?
along with us. Debster70, Doctor, you're mouthing it while I'm talking. Dr. Gene Nerdologist, my god, Dr. Gene Nerdologist, Jeffrey Brown, Justice's First Dawn, Max, I've heard these names so many times and yet, Max Romero of It's Plastic Man, Pointless Ephemera, that was that ephemera?
I say ephemera.
Well, fancy.
Either way, it's pointless. Rob Kelly, creative of Hostess Ads. Did you say that all the thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Superman Movie Min, Digest Cast, Treasury Comics, Film and Water Podcast, and Pod Dylan. Steve Sellers, Super Roly, Tim Price, Vinicius Carrero?
That's nice. An awesome name.
Ward Hiltery? Ward Hilterry. Ward Hilterry.
Nobody will like or share the name because they don't want us to screw their name.
God, I'm glad I have a drink. Warlock Thanos Podcast, Wonder Woman Warrior for Peace Podcast.
Boom.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna do
you did
that.
It. See you.
Good job.
Easy as pie. One take. I just did on one take.
I will never do that.
There was much editing.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep liking. Keep
hopefully
sharing.
Hopefully we didn't destroy your... Well, Isabel didn't destroy your name too bad. And next time, any one of us will not.
I'm never sitting to his right. Ever again.
I would like to take that challenge.
All right. You're next then, Amity.
Sweet. Let's do
I'll
that.
Do it in the suck at it, but that's all right. Never. We're all friends here.
No, we're not. We were.
All right, say goodbye, Gracie.
Bye.
Bye, Gracie.
Bye.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
That's the first thing we recorded. Dicks.
Hey, kid.
It's a new year, but it's the same.
Do we change? Never.
We got a new one.
What? Really? We're not just starting from A again?
That would be a horror nightmare.
It's us actually commenting our old episodes.
Yeah, we're never...
Okay, we do the same issue over again every, 5 years to see if our opinions change.
God. We already do that.
Okay. Oh. Do you want me to name all the people that didn't like us so they can... What's going on, Clinton Robinson?
Robinson?
Yep. Well, okay. You don't like us? I'm not going to pronounce your name correctly.